Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner, who is in the wings right now. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. It's not so busy because the House is out of session, but they'll be back next week.
Woohoo, they will. Still, how about Speaker Boehner saying he will? Is that true? I thought he wasn't sure. He's going to run for re-election for Speaker?
He's definitely going to run for re-election. And then he went into this thing about the fact that he is going to be 65 in October, and he doesn't know. He never thought he'd make it to 60, and so he doesn't know how long he's going to be there. He'll be there for the 2 years.
Hey, by the way, as a quick aside, did you go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
I did.
It sounded like some. I want to go to that. Is that easy to go to, or I have to?
It's difficult.
Break some
arms? Cut out our tables a lot. But I will tell you one thing: if I never went, it wouldn't be too soon.
So it's not that great after all.
Dinner that I prefer. Well, there's two dinners I prefer, and you are welcome to come to those. One is June 12th, and it's the Radio TV Correspondents Dinner. We call that the fun dinner in Washington because people actually bring their sources, and there's really members of Congress there, and there's not all these Hollywood types that I don't like anyway. And the other dinner is the UN Correspondents Dinner, where you have lots of ambassadors, and I believe that's the 18th of December this year. I'm not sure. It's either the 16th or 18th.
Oh, that would be wild to go to that. That would be fun. The correspondent, you get to talk. That'd be a cool thing to do. Okay, I'm writing those dates down because you don't like to schmooze with the Hollywood types.
No.
I like that.
12th, but if
no.
You want to come, let me know.
No. All right, I put that down. I just circled it big. The RTV Correspondents Dinner. I like it. So lots of Congress people there that we can grill.
Yes. Well, it's a fun dinner. Last year they pretended it was a night in New Orleans, and this year it's going to be D.C. and things you didn't know about the District of Columbia. They try and really make it fun.
Nice. All right. They try to make it fun. I like that. I brought that up about the White House Correspondents Dinner because John Boehner actually had a funny bit, just a tiny little bit in that piece with Julie Louise Dreyfus. Did you see that? And Joe Biden?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was clever.
I mean, they have clever writers, these guys. They can afford to.
Yeah, that's right. They can afford to. Okay, so you're quite clever on your own, and you have lots of opinions. The president of Uruguay is in D.C., and he says, what, the U.S. should become bilingual?
That's right. He said, that he has a lot of respect for women, that women really hold up, half the world, and a lot of them speak Spanish in the developing world and in South America and Central America, and the United States needs to have its citizens become bilingual. Kind of interesting.
Kind of interesting. And also one after the tobacco industry?
Oh, very much so. This is a man who was elected, chose not to live in the presidential palace, drives his own car around, lives in his sort of family farm, and has a very small little lifestyle. And he says that he used to be a smoker, and that tobacco kills 8 million people a year, and we need to end it. Now, but he also supported legalizing marijuana, so go figure.
Yeah, no kidding. What, it's a different kind of smoke or something?
Right.
All right, so how about this? The Arkansas attorney, flesh this out for us, that requested the delay in the same-sex marriage ruling. What's that about?
Well, so he believes that, him personally believes in gay marriage, but he says that his job is to uphold the law, and I guess there's a law in the books against gay marriage. That's what the judge struck down, and so he will says he's going to fight it and put it up to the Supreme Court in Arkansas, see what happens.
Yeah. Rand Paul, we jump quickly ahead to that because we'll just wait and see, agrees with the ACLU? How is that possible? What are they agreeing on?
Stop clock is right twice a day. And so they are agreeing now on drone strikes and the fact that the United States should not go killing people with drones until they have a trial, particularly U.S. citizens. So there was a U.S. citizen, a couple of them, I think, that were struck with a drone strike. One was, quote-unquote, collateral damage. In other words, he wasn't supposed to be killed in Yemen. And we did this. We just decided to eliminate them as terrorists, and they were American citizens. So we did not give them a trial. It's against the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ellen Ratner, always a delight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So in talking to Ellen, you can see what she said there. The House is done. They're out. But immigration, heavy on the mind of a lot of people for a couple of reasons. John Boehner saying, you know, this is it. We've had the end of the road with immigration. We need to figure this out. We can't have all these different laws and figure out the visa situation and what the amnesty deal is and all of that. And it comes at a time when Homeland Security says that they released 86,000 criminals in 2013 instead of deporting them. And half of that amount, they were people that were being held for sexual assault, kidnapping, and murder. So that just, doesn't that make you feel good? You mean you got to walk away from murder? We didn't deport you, didn't do anything else? You have to be kidding me. I mean, this is all the stuff that we said would happen with this situation with illegal immigration. And sure enough, it rears its ugly head and bites us just like that. When we're told, oh, no, it wouldn't be anybody that has done anything serious. No, 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 that's not what we're doing here. Baloney. To me, it's one of the biggest stories that we've talked about in a different way, because before, initially it was, all right, listen, we can't hold all these people, we're going to release them, but they're not people who have done any serious crimes, except for murder and kidnapping and sexual assault. Oh, we have lost it, folks. We have lost control of our immigration policies, and Boehner, for once, I'm going to have to agree, is right. What is going on? What in the heck is going on? And then you see all these people who would love to come to America, who have paid lawyers way too much, who are filling out paperwork, who would make great American citizens, frankly, and they can't get here, but yet you crawl across, and if you kidnap, murder, or rape someone, geez, it may come down to, we can't keep doing this. So instead of deporting you, you might get lucky and we might release you. I honestly thought I was misreading it. And I thought, wow, somebody sent me a link to it. And of course, a story now is out there. And I thought I was misunderstanding the story. But this can't be correct. I had one of those contact days and I thought, it's the glasses. I never wear glasses. But give me a break. It's outrageous is what it is. So, Boehner, I'm agreeing with you. I think he makes a lousy Speaker of the House to go into this again. But he's absolutely correct when he talks about immigration. How does that make you feel, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Tell you what, I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tonight, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, here's the scoop, you know, on this immigration deal, like I said. I even got a couple of quick emails from some of you, obviously, who had heard it later in the day and exploded saying, how can this be that we were so misled to understand that what Homeland Security was saying is that people that were going to be released were not going to be criminals, but that was is completely different from what we heard. So, yes, indeed, criminals were released, and they were not, it was not catch and release. It was bye-bye, you're gone. I'm sure there are plenty of people in prison who are sitting there with life sentences or close to life sentences for some of the crimes that they committed, and it's just, I mean, just outlandish to me. Think of all the things that I've talked about on this show. This one just makes the hair on your arms stand up, or the back of your neck if it doesn't do it for you on your arms. Just absolutely a nutty, nutty thing. All right, coming up on America Tonight, on a different note, you know, so many of us deal with Alzheimer's, and what a sad, terrifically tough thing to tackle Alzheimer's is. So there's been an explosion of a very creative way to raise money for Alzheimer's research, and it's Blondes versus Brunettes, the Powder Puff football games that are going on all over the United States. And we caught up with two of the coaches from Los Angeles. And in our next segment, you're going to get to hear their stories. And both of them had personal connections, Chad Cole and Joshua Gray, to family members who had Alzheimer's. So I think that this is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's about using the creativity as a way to draw people into the awareness of something that way too many of us are going to have touch our lives. And Alzheimer's is one of those explosive diseases that changes your life and has exploded as far as the numbers are concerned, too. So we'll talk to them next. Before we do that, though, as we kind of zig and zag in a couple of different areas after talking about the immigration thing, and plus flinging it open to you, by the way. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can always send me an email at americatonight.net or pound the phone lines, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Anybody else really chapped by this development that we were misled? Because I think we were really misled. Jack is listening to us in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Oh, Kate.
There we go.
How do we feel about it? Unfortunately, my dear, there is not any FCC-friendly words that I can use.
You are somebody who's tried for a very long time. You've dealt with the process of what you have to do to get to America. You know it. You've been here before. And it has to infuriate you.
Yes, it infuriates one word. I mean, you know, over the last 15 years, I've had 15 applications, and I've had 15 rejections, and they all blame. It's not because I wasn't qualified. They all blame saying that my application has been disqualified because they changed the requirements because of the pressures placed on the system by illegal immigration. Now, this is trying to do it myself, you know, without an employment-sponsored visa. And it just really irritates me because I always thought that the United States, you know, was built on the rule of law. You know, that was its great promise to the world, that here, everyone has equal protection under the law, and if you are willing to be a good, honest, upright, law-abiding citizen, then you can chase and achieve that American dream if you're willing to work for it. Now, I'm not going to fault anyone wanting to come and live in the United States. It is the greatest country in the world to live in. And, you know, I can't, you know, be disgruntled about people wanting to do that. But it does come down to there is a right way and a wrong way to do things. The right way is you stand in line, you pay your money, you do your police checks, and then when the visa is granted, you get on the plane or the boat and you come and enter the country and you become a productive member of society. And every time I hear that they're going to give amnesty to people who broke federal law, I have to think, now why did I bother raising my children to be good, honest, law-abiding citizens if we, you know, we see constantly, you know, all this heartbreak and delay because we chose to be law-abiding people, that those who break the law are getting all the rewards and all the benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how is that? Why is that? That just doesn't seem fair. I mean, it's a real curveball, I have to say. An amazing curveball that we've been tossed here by Homeland Security, and it's infuriating.
It's discrimination on a nationwide level. they'll say, well, to go against immigration reform, supposedly you're racist. No, I don't care whether you are Latino, whether you're a fellow Australian, British, Chinese, Korean. If you enter the country illegally or you overstay your visa, you need to be deported. I'm advocating for the equal application of the law. Okay, some Mexican kids may have been brought over as kids, and by their parents, they had no control in that. But my take in that is, they know they are in the country illegally. They are aware they are in violation of the law. Should there be some sort of fast track? Yes. But only after they prove that they are willing to obey the law and go back over the border and apply from Mexico. In that case, should there be a fast track? Yes, because they've demonstrated they're willing to obey the law and go back to Mexico and then do their application. They should be fast tracked in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here it is, I've served not only, with the Australian military, I've served alongside U.S. troops, practicing Christian, I have employable skills, these all seem to be things with what's going on to be reasons not to bring him to the country. It's just ludicrous. The whole idea of immigration is to bring in, good people who will help advance and better, the nation, improve skills, improve diversity in culture, actually get real jobs, pay their taxes, seek to become citizens so they can vote in elections. I just don't get it, Kate.
Yeah, all the kind of people that we would want to have in this country, Jack. So absolutely, that's the kind of people that really we're seeking. That's what we hear with the visas, and then we see how that program has also at times gotten bungled. And it's just such a shame, Jack. Thanks. Keep on fighting the good fight. And the numbers in 2013, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, 36,007 convicted criminal aliens is what they're listed as, that they were waiting for the outcome of their deportation cases. So a total of 88,000 convictions. The Center for Immigration Studies, and we've had people on from the CIS, a Washington-based advocacy group, released the statistics on Monday in their bid to draw attention to what the organization says are lax enforcement practices by the Obama administration. And the stats don't lie. 193 murder convictions, 426 sexual assault convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. This just stinks. Coming up next, we're going to lighten the load in a sense, because there's something really good happening across the country. We're going to L.A. next to talk about it.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's hard to imagine, when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Big deal. And for all of you in those nooks and crannies listening to us across America, blondes versus brunettes, what an event. And like I said, the event gets bigger and bigger. And in Los Angeles, boy, it's become a super big event. I've seen what that's like, and what this is about is just, again, the marriage to the charity is so incredible. And what are we talking about when we say blondes versus brunettes? As somebody who covers sports and used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys, you know, we're not talking about the Victoria's Secret models, but we're talking about some really, really cool chicks that I'm sure are really attractive as well that are tackling Alzheimer's. And the blondes versus brunettes powder puff football team in L.A. is led by these two guys. They're the coaches for the team, Chad Cole and Joshua Gray, and they are joining us from the West Coast now. Hey, Chad and Joshua, how are you guys doing?
Excellent. Well, thank you, for having us.
So, Chad, how do you field a team? How do you find a team that can be competitive and have fun and get the meaning of this?
You know, it really comes down to word of mouth. the girls get out there and start playing with each other, and they have just such great experiences, you know, growing as a team, that it spreads like wildfire, really.
It spreads like wildfire. So once you get the team assembled, first of all, Josh, how many girls do you have to have on this team, and then when do you have these practices?
We'd love to have as many as possible because members on the team, more fundraising for this important cause. But to really assemble a competitive team, I'd say you need at least two people per position, perhaps an extra, one or two there, when you can get it. But everybody's very passionate about this, and if their passion is there and they're athletic, then it's not difficult to teach these talented women the game, and then they get right into it.
What made you get involved, Josh?
Well, I run the largest flag football. My wife and I organize the largest flag football group, co-ed group, here in L.A. Perhaps in the country, we can't verify that, but we have about 1,300 members. And last year, a lot of the female members were playing in the blonde versus brunette game. And our large organization came out in full force and support of the cause, and we showed up on game day, and I learned about it there. And then I was recruited this year to, coach the blondes. So many of my players from our group were already in it. And quite frankly, my wife has two family members who died from the disease. And we were also the primary financial caretaker for a family member for 2 years for the end of her life. So when you put the football that we're passionate about and this important cause that's afflicted both of our families, it just makes sense.
Yeah, good for you for doing that. Wow. Chad, how about you? What got you involved in this?
A few years back, I decided to spend some time volunteering with the Alzheimer's Association, and they mentioned to me that they were going to be trying to launch Blondes versus Brunettes Los Angeles. And I have a football background myself, and I thought this is perfect. It's the perfect way for me to dedicate my time. And we started small, and we've grown exponentially year by year. So my grandmother suffered from the disease for over a decade, and so I got to see firsthand the effects, and it just became a cause that was very near and dear to my heart after that.
Do you think the so you're the coach of the brunettes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the coach. So how's the brunette team, Chad, going to beat the Joshua Gray-led blonde team this time out? Can you give us some secrets?
I don't know. I'm hearing some good rumors about the blondes this year. So we're going to take it to them. We come out, we play hard. Both teams play hard. And we're just going to make sure the girls put every ounce of their effort out there on the field.
How do you get people, Josh, how do you get more? And now, obviously, what's tremendous is both of you, it's not tremendous that it happened, but that you both have a personal experience tied to the charity, to the cause, tackling Alzheimer's and how much that means to you. How do you continue to get this to grow and grow and grow? Because I would imagine, especially with the family ties, the more you can raise, the more awareness, the better off you are, right?
Absolutely. Chad hit it on the nose. It's really word of mouth. I'll give you a great example. Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I were at a birthday party at a local brewery, and we met through a friend, and we met her once before, but we started talking, and we told her about what we were doing. My wife is playing, I'm coaching, and then she told me that her grandfather has Alzheimer's. She told me that she played soccer for 11 years. And she jumped at the opportunity. All it took was for her to know it existed. This disease is so pervasive that it just means you could just randomly strike up a conversation, and then the next thing, you've got a passionate person on the football field. And I can really tell you, so many people are athletic on the team, but when you combine the athleticism with the passion and the cause, because it's personally affected you, these tend to be the people who turn out for the practice the most, who are most dedicated, and really are part of the team concept. So that's what you do. You simply put it out there, let them know about it. And quite frankly, unfortunately, because the cause is so pervasive, it just happens naturally.
So thanks for telling us that. Chad, from the perspective of watching the game, tell us the rules. What can we expect if we support it and then we go out, we want to see it?
Well, you can expect an exciting game. Basically, we have a format with no special teams, so there won't be kickoffs or anything. It's every four plays you need to reach a first down, 20 yards. And I expect some great aerial attacks from the Blondes this year, so we're definitely teaching our cornerbacks really well.
How long does it usually take? How long does the game run, Josh?
Games are an hour long. There is a halftime. And it was a very competitive game last year, and I appreciate Chad saying that, but obviously he knows some of our secrets. So this tends to be a ground game. Chad talks about the rules. It's very effective. It's a wide field, but it's an exciting game to throw the ball, and it allows you to spread the ball to more players when you can throw it to them versus just handing it off to the same, really kind of speedsters. So, but it's an exciting game.
And we mentioned this, the Blonde versus Brunettes event takes place all over the country, because I know there's people listening to this show all over the country, not just in Los Angeles, where Chad and Josh have their two teams competing against each other. And in Dallas, for example, I know that in the last 6 years, they've raised well over $1 million, which is tremendous because, Josh, as you mentioned, this disease, sadly, has become so prevalent that you can be in a coffee shop, have a conversation with somebody, and they know somebody who has Alzheimer's, somebody in their family, or they think they have it, or they've been diagnosed, and it is really, really a rough thing to watch. I saw that with my great aunt, just a tremendous woman. And sometimes, Aunt Dot knew you, and sometimes she didn't know you. Did you find the same thing with your family members?
We did. It's very interesting. It's very complex when you are when you're having a relationship with somebody who does in fact have Alzheimer's, because in most relationships in life there's a give and take, an affinity and an affection. You're touching, you're communicating, you're talking, you're acknowledging each other. And when you're in a relationship with somebody with Alzheimer's, you have to understand a very one-way relationship once the disease has become advanced. And it's only your love for this person, this deep abiding love, that manages that relationship, because you don't get back what you normally get. And it's still so fulfilling and so rewarding. In some way, I may be oversimplifying it, but it's kind of the way when you give somebody a tip at the coffee shop. You want them to know that you tip them, but in the end, it doesn't really matter. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do, whether they know about it or not.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. Absolutely. You guys are terrific. If somebody wants to go and donate, how can they do that?
There's three ways to do it. You can contact us on Facebook, and it's easy. Blondes vs. Brunettes, Los Angeles. Our Twitter is @ALZLAYPC. So that's Alzheimer's Los Angeles Young Professionals Committee. And then, of course, at ALZ.org. And if you go to our Twitter and our Facebook, you'll see fundraising links where you can go for our actual L.A. Version of Blondes vs. Brunettes, and you'll be able to make a donation. We're not only trying to beat the Brunettes this year on the field, but also in the fundraising. But in the end, it's two teams. It's two teams fighting on the field, but two teams in a unified cause. And that's what's so special about this. Chad and I are friends. And after the party, after the game, no matter who wins, we're going to all get together and everybody's nice and gets along, and we just celebrate because of what we accomplished by raising so much money. So please contact us. Again, Blondes vs. Brunettes, Los Angeles, and Twitter at ALZLAYPC and ALZ.org.
Love it. Josh Gray, Chad Cole, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And the rest of the crew and all of our friends also listening in, believe it or not, in Venezuela. Gotten a couple of notes from some people in that area, including Esteban and Juan. So here's the thing. We've been talking about everything from immigration to mixing up what else has happened on the day. And what else is that? Well, I got a big blunder to tell you about. I want to save it to the very last moment. And also the fact that the pings from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 might not have really meant anything. The 4 underwater signals that search teams detected are still, they say, the most promising lead in the search. But are they pings from the plane's data recorders? Well, you know what? The Wall Street Journal said that they believe only the first 2 signals are relevant to the search. I think they have a better chance of finding Amelia Earhart's plane. Now they're pumping more money into that search than finding this Flight 370, the disappearing 777 since March 8th. Hey, if you want to shake it up with us and dance on the floor, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Robin in Massachusetts. Hey, Robin, thanks for hanging. What's up?
Kate, I was listening to you talk about the brunettes against blondes. And Alzheimer's is a difficult disease. And I say disease for a reason, and bear with me. Now, I can't say any more better than what you did and Jack did on immigration, but I'm going to tell you a little story. We've got a big on the East Coast right now with the allergies. So I called my doctor, had to wait 2 days. So I went to walk-in clinic today, waiting, and before me, three people get up. And they need a translator, and the father's visiting from another country. So they say to him, do you have a license? And he says, no. He goes, I have a passport. And they go, do you have it? He says, no. We're paying cash. So he got seen, which we can't deny care, but you don't know if that person was an illegal alien. There's another aspect of this in immigration that could really hurt all of us that no one's thinking about is disease control. Now, didn't we have another case of SCARS come in?
Another case of MERS, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Isn't TB rampant?
Didn't
we have an epidemic of whooping cough? You know, what about protecting the citizens within the United States by having people come in and get checked that they're not coming in with diseases that are going to make you sick, me sick, make your children possibly die? You know, no one's thinking about that. And it's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking about it. That MERS thing, I think, is very, very scary. Even they're saying, oh, no big problem, except for that it comes from Saudi Arabia. This is where we think we traced it back to. The person was on five different flights. And exactly what you said, somebody coming in from other places, dragging in things with them that can lead to epidemics. Yep.
And no one wants to talk about that. You know,
yeah, of course not.
A bleeding heart, you know what I mean? And I understand that. But, I mean, if you have immigration, you know, I can't turn around and bring fireworks down from New Hampshire because it's illegal. I can't turn around and say, well, it's an unregistered load. You know what I mean? This playing of the definition of the law is insane. You know, you can't arbitrarily use it for a certain group of people. You know, it's supposed to be liberty and justice for all. Then everyone should have that opportunity. But to turn around and have people come in here illegally and give them special privilege is not liberty and justice for all. It's special privileges for special people. You know, like Jack said, you've got people coming in who are highly educated, you know, who have job skills, college-educated people who could contribute to society. Not saying that other people can't, okay, but maybe that person was, you know, a chemist that comes to the United States and, you know, makes the cancer the cure for cancer or something. He can't get in.
Right.
Because he has to go through immigration. Now, how stupid is that?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And the fact that we let so many of the criminals out, but hey, how about the other guy down on that's just down the row who's in for murder, but he wasn't an illegal immigrant or kidnapping or sexual assault? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, crazy. Thanks.
Have fun. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for hanging. We appreciate it because she waited for a while for us. And there you go. Hard opinions. You know, there is no gray area with this because I think she really hit it. You know, she hit the nail on the head when she said special privileges for special people. It just can't be that way. How has this equation flipped? I don't understand. I don't understand. And, you know, and what we were told was that it would be people, not people who had committed any serious crimes. And that's the problem I have with the release of the amount of people that were released in 2013. All right. So we did just brush over that, the MERS thing. There's another patient that turns up in an American hospital, this time dragged through Orlando. They didn't identify the man, but said he was a 44-year-old healthcare worker, and he was based in Saudi Arabia, which has been the center of the outbreak of that thing. He flew from the U.S. from Saudi Arabia to visit family in Orlando. He traveled through London, Boston, and Atlanta on the way. All the passengers on the U.S. leg of the journey are being notified to look for possible symptoms of the virus. So you just happen to have a brush with this guy because you're in Boston or Atlanta on one of the flights that he's on. The risk of transmission is considered, they say, very slight. I talked to somebody today who said, oh, don't count on it. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are worried they don't want a bunch of conversation out there that stirs the pot, but they say it's transmitted by close personal contact, so if you sat next to the guy, there's probably a chance. So is the public at risk for the virus? Let's hope not. But obviously they're talking to the people. Imagine getting that phone call. Hey, you need to come in and be checked. Are you seeing these symptoms? Acute respiratory problems, cold, that kind of thing. It's been spreading. For MERS, there have been 538 lab-confirmed cases, 145 deaths. The patient in Orlando got ill on the first flight, but not ill enough to tell a doctor. Then he became concerned because he was still feeling sick. He went to the emergency room, and that's when they discovered it. He identified himself as recently having been in Saudi Arabia, so he was quickly isolated to avoid contaminating other patients. And they believe that the MERS thing comes from camels in the Middle East. So he's in stable condition at the hospital. Not good. It wouldn't make me feel good to get that phone call. The other patient is in Indiana. And they were worried about the spread there. SARS, which is a related virus, was pretty relatively easy to stop a decade ago because it was being transmitted by caged animals in Chinese markets. I mean, we're going to see more and more of this virus stuff, which is why I was in Grenada at the beginning of the year. And we're going to talk to more of the people who are some of the rock star doctors when it comes to viruses and find out what kind of risk that you and I are in right now because of world travel and things that have happened, how the world has changed. I think it would be, like I said, very frightening to get that phone call. Hey, were you sitting next to this guy on this flight from Boston? Yikes. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.